Hey guys, it's Jeff. Welcome back to the Pop Goggles podcast. I had Jacqueline Marfuji here today, and we discussed mostly the Super Bowl, to be honest with you. A few other pieces of news, Miss Americana, and kind of got her opinion on Housewives of New Jersey and Pump Rule, since there were no new episodes at the time of recording. But we had a lot of fun. She's a great time, and I can't wait for you to listen. It's so much better. Hey guys, we're here with Jacqueline. Is it Marfuji or Marfuji?
Marfuji.
Yeah. I've known the girl for quite some time and I guess thought to ask.
We're practically related.
I know, we had the same birthday. And it's Marfuji. Wait, Marfuji?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. We really tried to make this happen.
Yeah, and we have Jacqueline here in the midst of a... It's not a crisis because everything's gonna be great.
I called it a breakdown.
Yeah,
I was having a breakdown on the way here, like ugly cry, mascara on the face.
Yeah, breakdown. She walked in, I was like, "Are you sick?" She's like, "I've been crying." I was like, "Well, I was like, the show must go on."
I know. I can't imagine what you were thinking, because if someone walked into podcast with me looking like I do right now, I'd be like, "Motherfucker!"
No, it's okay.
Why did you just reschedule?
I've like had a breakdown before. I've done my own podcast, and like, I get it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
we're good actors, or we could just be real. I'm a real fucking person.
Exactly.
Right.
That's how they yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah. And I managed to keep both of my fake eyelashes on during this
there
ugly
you go
cry. What,
there you go. So we're intact. I was on Jacqueline's podcast a few months ago, What's Your Jersey.
Yes.
So if you listened to me on there, like I asked you guys to do, then you're familiar with her. If not, so Jacqueline and I know each other. She knew my sister. This is from like 10 years ago when I first moved to LA. Mm. And tell them about yourself.
Oh, well then, do they have a nickname or are they just like your friends?
The bitches. No,
bitches.
No. They are. They don't have a name. Maybe they should.
Maybe.
Because you have meatballs.
I have meatballs. That's what I call my listeners. So, hey, meatballs. I know what am I about? A Jackie of all trades, I guess you could call it.
Have you used that one before?
No, actually, wow. I haven't.
Fell into it. Felt right, huh?
Walked right into that one. Yeah, I have a podcast. It's called What's Your Jersey? I'm also like Jeff from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But I've been out here for a decade in California, and I act, sing, dance. But number one, I do stand up. So I've been touring. I've toured overseas for the troops.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. We went to Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, Spain, Portugal, and Germany.
They pay for this shit?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. It was really funny at the Sphinx. There was like a school class trip of like little girls, and I had my hair. I look nothing like Ariana Grande, guys, but I had my hair in like a very high ponytail.
Okay.
And all these little girls thought I was Ariana Grande.
Like,
I was like, no, I wish. She's skinny as a needle.
She's skinny as a needle. And yeah, she's skinny as a needle. Sized. Oh my God. I love just any excuse to post that clip.
You know, oh my God. It's my favorite. And I'm also a Britney stan.
Mm-hmm.
So hard. I actually just got back from, I got to go to the like pre-VIP like opening of The Zone, which is the Britney Spears pop-up.
Though. It's not The Zone.
In The Zone. Yeah, that's it.
Because I want to just clarify, because I said this to somebody recently. I was like, oh, I want to go to The Zone or something like that. And they were like, and then I remembered as I said it, that The Zone is actually a gay sex club in LA. So make sure you're clear on like what you're talking about.
Oh my God. The New York Times needs to change. I just read an article that says like, oh, I guess Britney Spears fans are still around. And it was like, they just opened up The Zone in Los Angeles.
No, it is in The Zone. There's a difference.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to, if you love like a Britney Spears music video, like montage, and you know, the mm-hmm. choreo, this is like fucking Disneyland for you. It's Britneyland.
Well, and the thing is too, is that like a lot of artists will have these certain music videos that are prolific, but like literally every single one that she has put out is iconic. Every single one.
In its own way.
Yeah.
You know,
even like criminal.
Even criminal. With, like, I have that. I have the video for some reason downloaded on my iTunes.
You
on my
watch
phone.
It whenever.
I know. Whenever I'm just like in the mood for criminal and Jason, like, Trowick.
Yeah. Was that a strange love interest choice? Yeah, it was. The whole thing was strange. But like even that, I'll give props to.
Even that. He had his hot days. I don't know.
He was. No, it was just the whole thing was bizarre.
It was weird. I don't know. I don't know if she or I don't think that was her doing.
It was her extra robotic time. 2011-ish was when she was like extra robotic.
Yes, definitely. But she was still able to like perform. Like,
where isn't that?
I don't know. Now it's like, oh, man. Yeah,
what's happening? Did you actually know what happened? Because remember they kept saying that like there was that final conservatorship hearing a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And like all those ridiculous.
They just added more dates. It's like a conservatorship tour at this point.
Honestly, she should sell tickets.
I know.
In place of the one she canceled in Vegas. That's what she should do.
Exactly. There you go. No. But you should definitely go to In the Zone if you haven't been yet. My favorite was the Me Against the Music part.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because that, like, they do this cool thing where you download this app on your phone and you put a wristband on and then you just swipe the wristband and they put you in a room and they give you all the props. It looks just like the set. And they're like, okay, go. And you like dance up against the wall and then you get sent this video that looks like you're dance battling Britney. And it's like a dancer. It's really cool.
Wait, Me Against the Music. I always say this is one of the most underrated Britney tracks.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed 100%.
It's the best one. It's so fun to karaoke if you have a friend with you.
So do you know the words when they're like, it's a competition, but you're going to get in the
zone.
But what are they actually saying? Can you say
it? If you really want to put it, settle up, get your rhythm, try to hit it, check it, and then put it, I'm a techie,
oh my God.
I'm a techie, hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
I didn't know what she was saying, so I always go, I want to get in the zone.
That's better.
I'm going to get in the zone. I just say at the end.
Sorry, oh guys, God. That was probably painful for you.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm having a mental breakdown. Very okay. Britney adjacent.
Very Britney adjacent, so we're just all in the spirit.
Yeah.
Speaking of breakdowns, speaking of being a disaster, so I asked you about a messy story.
Yes.
What do you got for me?
I feel like I had a few messy stories that intertwined. They all were probably right when I turned 21, I would say.
As they should be.
As they should be, yeah. I had just turned 21 and, not to brag, was given a used Volkswagen Jetta, which used Volkswagen Jettas always smell like a crayon box for some
reason. Oh my God, they do.
Don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's nuts. Katie had one and we always said that. It's bizarre.
Yes, but it was just a black Jetta that smelled like Crayola. And I was invited, which at the time, like, you think you're getting invited to, like, this cool, like, VIP party, but really it's a, like, dirty promoter that smells like Dracar, inviting you to go to like Jessica Simpson's birthday party in New York City.
you'll literally never even see her.
Exactly. I don't think she was there. Yeah. Being thrown by like P. Diddy. And so like maybe I should listen to this instinct because I'm trying to make a last minute decision. But like last minute, I got my girlfriend Beth and I was like, that's it. We're driving into New York. Like, we're going to go to this birthday party
in the Jetta.
In the Jetta. Because I think I had just like come off my senior year of college. No, I was junior year of college, just came back from that. So yeah, we drive into New York, we go to the party, we, you know, like get blacked out and whatever, and you know, that's fine. And Beth promised she would drive the car home, which like never let your friend drive the car home. Just like don't take the car, take the New Jersey Transit.
And Beth blacked out too, didn't
she? I'm sure. No. My parents don't listen to this. Anyway, Beth was like, I'm fine, I'll drive us home to Jersey. And then I'm like, okay. And then I wake up in the passenger seat and we're like on the side of the road in a cornfield and I'm like, what are we doing? And she's like, I don't know, I think we ran out of gas, but I called my older brother, so he's gonna bring us gas. So he brought us gas and the car still wouldn't start. So we're in the middle of New Jersey and we're all just like tired and groggy. So we thought in our like minds that it would just be okay to leave the car on the side of the road.
I've done stuff like that.
Yeah. And like go home and take a nap.
Wait, and can I just preface, like, a lot of people don't understand that there are cornfields in New Jersey.
Yes,
they
there
don't
really
get that.
Are.
They don't get that.
Yeah. No, it's weird because you think Jersey, Turnpike, The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's a white Escalade. I think it is Tony Soprano's car right on the sidewalk here. Right now.
Oh, on the sidewalk.
I know. Like, oh. It's on the sidewalk. And I walked up. I was like, oh, how fitting.
Yeah.
This is so Jersey. So, yeah, we like went back to her place and like, we all took naps, and then I woke up to my, like, Nokia just going off. And finally, I answer, and my parents are like, the police keep calling us. They say your car has been found on the side of the road. Where are you?
They probably thought you were...
Like, how awful is that?
Okay. And was there, like more panic or anger in their voice?
It was everything.
Okay.
It was every emotion you could possibly have. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm at Beth's. Like, we ran out of gas and we came back here to take a nap.
You're like, Jessica Simpson's birthday.
Yeah. What do you think? Exactly. It was Jay Simps. Like, yeah, like, oh my God. God, I wish I could remember the name of the nightclub it was. So cut to, we have to go like meet up with the cops and my dad. And apparently Beth's older brother brought a huge jug of diesel fuel and filled the car up with.
Which I will say, a lot of Volkswagens are diesel, so maybe he...
Maybe.
Okay.
That's lovely of you to give him credit.
Yeah. No, that wasn't his intent. He's just a fucking idiot.
Again, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I am the problem in this entire
situation.
Yeah,
I'm going to blame it on Beth. Let's just blame it on Beth.
It's always the Beth that fucks shit up. God damn it, Beth. Yeah. And so it like ruined the brand new car. I mean, I got in the car like a week before. It was my first car. And it was Beth and I like weren't allowed to hang out anymore.
I've had a few friends like
you
that.
You know, like you're not allowed to hang out anymore. Like that was it. Like it kind of ruined the relationship. And I should have known better because like a few months prior to that, I think Beth and I had another friend that was like, it's like everyone dangles like low-hanging fruit in front of me. And I'm like, oh, I love that. So I love the New York Giants, Lawrence Taylor, and football. And so the friend was like, hey, we're going to go into the city. It's always going into the city.
Yep, that's New Jersey. You're always going to the city.
Going to
anything
the city.
Good, you go to the city.
Yeah,
for.
It's like a New York Giants party. Uh-huh. And we're going to pick you up in a limo. And cut to, we're like in the limo. And there's like old-time football players that I did not know. Mm. And like Beth and I are sitting there. And we're like, okay. All of a sudden, we stop at this, like, probably a Marriott Courtyard, like, on the side of the turnpike.
There's so many New Jersey
There's
as well.
So many. And I, like, literally, I'm like, well, that's weird. Maybe, I don't know, someone has to go to the bathroom? Like, why are we stopping? And this, like, gentleman of a football player looked at me, and he went, you seem like a good girl. If I were you,
I got chills.
I wouldn't get out of the car.
I know where this is going, do I?
And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, you've sat here and actually talked football and talked to me about, like, your brother, your dad, like, everyone. And
you're not
I don't
this, like,
think,
dumb bimbo that...
Yeah. He was like, you don't want to go upstairs and see what's about to happen. And apparently, I think they thought we were, like, prostitute or, like, going up to maybe, I think, get a train. I don't know. Very a la Kelly Dodd. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, we hopped out. We, like, faked being sick. We were just like, we're not going. But we should have given up at that point and just gone back to new, like, Princeton, New Jersey.
I thought you were going to say just gone up to the room.
I know. You're like, that sounds fun.
I'm like, I want to figure it out.
They probably had good drugs.
Yeah.
So we ended up, we were like, we're not giving up. So we called a cab and went into New York City, got to, like, partied all night. And all of a sudden, I wake up on the train in Trenton, New Jersey.
I've been there, too.
Where you miss all your stops and you wake up in Trenton and your purse is gone. And you're just like... Wow.
Because especially you get to Trenton if you don't make the switch to Newark. Yep. And then,
it's the whole thing. Uh-huh. Yep. And so, yeah. And that happened with Beth, too.
And so then your parents, like, that's a monster. You're like, that's actually really sweet. I'm the bad influence.
I'm the bad person. I can't handle my alcohol, though. Yeah. So I learned from those mistakes.
I used to always tell my parents because they'd be like, you know, that person's a bad influence. And I'm like, you guys don't understand. Like, I'm a bad influence.
I'm driving this train.
And you can attest to that. Like, I'm a bad influence. I've ruined so many people's lives. It's terrible. No, I've contributed.
You're
towards.
You're an angel now, thank though. You. Yeah. So that's all that matters. So yeah, those were pretty messy.
Those are pretty those messy. Those are
waking up in Trenton with your purse gone on a train. It yeah. was probably like a Thursday morning when people are going to work. Like, not cute. Yeah. Okay, well,
I need an update on Beth soon. And
me too.
Is Beth still with us?
She is still with us, I think. I think she got married, though. Like, I can't find her on anything. But she okay. was really fun and great. And she was the first person that showed me the Stronger Britney Spears video and the choreography.
Love yeah. that.
And she made me a collage of Britney Spears stuff in high school, which was really nice.
Should we bring to Beth to In the Zone?
I know. I feel like Beth needs to come to In the Zone. Maybe she's the creator of it.
You never know. That's what Beth's doing.
And that's why it's a dry experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no alcohol there. So I do recommend like partying pre-game. Before or after.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't really need it. Like, you're so stimulated.
Although it would be fun.
It would be fun. But even there's a whole part during the like circus room where it's like two ball crawls and you have to like walk a plank in between them. And they wouldn't let me go because I had these shoes on.
Oh, so bring sneakers.
Yeah. So bring sneakers or take your shoes off. And I was like, okay, I don't need it that bad.
Yeah. I'm okay with
I'm good.
With the plank.
Yeah. I don't need this. I need something to look forward to if I come back here. Yeah. And you like jump in the brawl. It's a whole thing. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll be going soon.
Yeah, you should. It was really fun. I'll go with you. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you feel like 99.9% of plans you make on podcasts don't happen?
Yeah.
feel like that.
But I think I usually don't make plans on podcasts.
You don't?
Do
see,
you?
Oh my God, yes.
No, so you know what my shtick is like, I don't make plans, period.
I need to learn from you.
That's my thing. Like, you know what I used to even do back when I used to do like extra work with Annabelle on set?
Yeah.
People would ask me like, hey, like we should hang out. And I'd be like, it's not going to happen. I was like, I don't have time. Or like, I don't even make time for the friends I already have. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we're
and
not
I
doing
always
this
learn to be very blunt. And like, yeah, I don't make plans. Like, I value my own time. If on a whim, I'm like, hey, or if it's something really like, I mean, occasionally I shouldn't say I don't make plans, but yeah, I mostly don't.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to really, really be like that now because it was getting so bad that like I was a doer, a pleaser, like, you know, and just saying yes to everything. Like, and I had no time for myself. Like, it's just, I have to learn. My boyfriend always makes fun of me. When we were at like a party with all of his friends, he's like, we're going camping next weekend. Like, what the fuck, Jacqueline?
No.
He just like shuts it down. Yeah. He's like, she hates whitewater rafting. Like, don't listen to her. She's never been.
You're like, guys, we're hitting the road in an RV.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
What? What yeah. about your hair extensions?
It's like, what about our jobs?
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's me. I need to not make plans for anything.
Don't make plans.
Yeah. Except for podcasts.
Except for podcasts. Thank you for coming. Yeah. I do make those. Do make professional plans.
Yeah.
Like the one you were going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that. What we're going to talk about real quick is I'm going to say my story is a little bit different. I've given like stories with different contexts. This one's very strange.
Okay.
So this is like October 2011, and I had just moved into a Burbank apartment real quick, which like that's the first mistake. Right?
I mean, don't.
This was like deep in Burbank, though.
Deep Burbank?
Deep. Like we're getting.
Lonely.
Yeah. It was lonely. Yeah, it was. I remember like for like the short time I was there, tanning with a towel on the sidewalk. I was like, this is where we're at. And it was in the cul-de-sac right next to the Five. So like the Five is like a brushing up against it. And I was like, I fucking hate this
and
place.
You're like, I made it.
I was like, Los Angeles.
I've arrived.
So 3 weeks after living there, I get home one day and my roommate's like, yo, you smell that? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck's happening? So we're like, okay. And keep in mind, like, you know how every October we have a heat wave?
Yeah.
So it's the heat wave. So like, okay. So then, like, later that night, I remember I noticed a maggot in the shower. And I was like, I was like, well, this place is filthy. So, okay. The next day, I leave in the morning. And I come back at, like, later in the day. And our apartment is filled with thousands of maggots. Because the guy in the apartment above us died.
I knew you were going to say that.
And was dead for almost a week. And nobody knew. So we had that heat wave. And he, like, I guess started rotting through the floor.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
And so then we were like, what the fuck do I do? So then I remember we would like sleep at on the beds at IKEA in Burbank. We like spend the day there and be like, what are we going to do? Like, we couldn't go back to our place.
They thought you were models.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, somebody died, you know, here we are.
Oh my
God. I'm just like,
it's a journey.
Yeah, I'm like, everyone mourns differently.
How did he die?
Unclear. The whole thing is unclear. But I remember it's like, well, so what do we do? And then we were allowed to go back like a few days later to get our stuff out. But yeah. Like they had all turned to flies. So it was a ton of dead flies.
Oh my God.
And I remember like this time of life was very foggy. So I remember I just like grabbed, well, I guess what I could. And like, that was it. We that was a wrap on Burbank.
That was a wrap. That's yeah. It. Wow. Done. One and done. You know, that happened to me in my first Hollywood apartment. It wasn't maggots, but I did wake up in the morning. No, I woke up and it was like drip, drip, drip. And all of a sudden the ceiling caved in. And it was a waterfall. And I was like, what the fuck?
There was did you ever see the movie Duplex?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. She's like, Nancy.
I was like, huh? And it was the worst. So I like ran upstairs and that's actually how I met Steven Glickman, who is on the Nickelodeon show Big Time Rush. And he moved to Hollywood because he was playing Shrek in the national tour of Shrek. His apartment had flooded because the woman above him was stuffing just like toys and appliances and food down her garbage disposal and like flooded her apartment. Like it went two floors down. So that's how we met. So yeah, I wish that could have been like a meet cute. I could be like, and we're engaged or not. That was a crazy apartment. I had a Russian lady once. We used to come home from the bars at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And we would be loud. And like all of a sudden I was sitting on the couch and a cane came through the window next to my shoulder. I was like,
yeah. That's straight out of a horror movie.
I know. Apparently we were being too loud. And then.
Wait, so they did it on purpose to be like, shut the fuck up.
That's, yeah. And then another time we open our front door and there's just blood splattered on the walls and like red and yellow, like caution tape everywhere. Yeah. So much shit went down. And I finally moved out. There was a fire.
I would say it's about time. Yeah.
The last straw after the gunshots on our street, there was a huge fire in the apartment next to us and we were like evacuated. And I was like, okay, I got to pack up. Like, this is it.
People have the wildest stories when they move to LA. When you first move here, it's always crazy. You're in some crazy fucking Craigslist situation. Like, oh my God. I've told the one where I lived with like eight people. There's been so many situations.
Yeah, there was four of us living there. It was crazy. And I met the girls from being a glorified extra on Greek. I was playing a sorority girl.
Okay,
and
that's, right. But you were like technically credited.
But yeah, if I was credited, but like I was in it.
You're like a day player, but.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I know. I've been there too. Like, I was like, guys, like, I'm credited today. They're like, okay. Okay. And that's another part of like everyone's LA experience too. You're like doing that and I love this place.
What a journey.
All right, we're gonna shift gears. So
what a smooth transition,
right? I've given up. I'm just like, guys, we've got no time. Let's move on.
We have no time at all.
Okay, so there's some random bits of news this week, but like all titillating. And what happened was, right after I finished recording my last podcast, I leave here and I get an alert on my phone that David Bedore was engaged.
What?
Did you not see that?
No.
So David Bedore is engaged, like the slutty ass girl, Leslie Ann Cook. Or no, I might have just called that some girl. That's like, that's not her
God.
Name. Yeah.
And I bet he celebrated by like getting a prostitute.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, so on brand for him.
I'm like, okay, well, he has this like long, slick black, greasy hair now. It's kind of like a mullet.
Oh, wow.
And I thought it was interesting. And then, yeah, they were like flaunting it. They're the most cringeworthy, disgusting couple.
Yeah, I haven't seen them. No. Doesn't she look like a Shannon? But like if Shannon she does, was 20. Like,
she's 36, I think.
Okay.
And she's slutty. And yeah. I'm not here to. I'm like, listen, I'm slutty.
He needs a slutty girl. Yeah, yeah. He needs like the opposite. Well, Shannon. I don't know what she's doing these days.
You never know.
You never know. You're right. And I don't mean the prostitute, whatever. I didn't mean that.
No, but like just in the bedroom, she could be.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. That's what I say.
Okay.
You don't agree with me, I can tell.
No, I'm taking it in. I'm just taking it in. Yeah. All right. Well, there was that.
How was the ring?
I'm glad you asked. I forgot. It was disgusting.
What was it? What did it look
like? It looks like, God. It looks like a piece of candy. I can't think of like what type of candy
cotton
I'm thinking
candy?
Of. No, basically.
Is it foggy?
It's thick and it's like a big butt. It's disgusting.
Oh, no.
Apparently it was like 150 grand. Oh. It makes me so sick. They make me sick. So That was it. I just wanted to touch on that. Yeah, congrats. Right. We should give congrats. Did you... And another Housewife news, Kim Richards is coming out with a new book.
Oh my God, yeah. I read like some notes on it.
Me too. You saw it on Danny Pellegrino. Yes. Like, yeah. I had seen it, but I knew it was coming out a while ago. I remember she announced it, but then, you know, they announced on Amazon and I'm going to read it. Like, I don't even read books.
I know. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to it. Actually physically read it. I know.
A, because I want to give Kim Richards my money. Like, she needs it. I'm like,
she needs the Palm Spring house back.
Yeah. She needs to buy Kyle back out. I wonder, that story, I bet you it's going to be in there.
Oh, 100%. Are you kidding me?
There's so many dark things about the Richards. I just said that on my Instagram, I think yesterday. I was like, you know, the Kyle-Kim dynamic and the whole Richards family stuff is really dark. Yeah. Somebody had told me, like, what had happened in Palm Springs back in the day before she bought Kim out, like, mm-hmm. when things were dark. Kim was apparently, like, running down the middle of the street in Palm Springs and, like, I think like something suicide, something. I don't know. I don't know. I'm treading lightly.
Well,
here.
I thought you were going to say like naked.
I feel like that could have been it too. Yeah. And like, there was like all these mental breakdowns and things like that. And, I feel like really dark incidents. And so who knows what she'll touch on.
What do you think is going to be darker, her book or Jessica Simpson's book?
Kim's, but Jessica. Yeah. I was like, why are you asking that question? I do want to read Jessica's too. And yeah. Okay, actually, I want to say this. I don't read books, but I thought about this today. I want to read Kim's book, Jessica Simpson's, and Demi Moore's.
Yes, I'm so mad at myself that I haven't read Demi Moore's yet. Is it Demi or Demi?
I think it's Demi, but I like saying Demi.
Do you know my acting teacher in high school? Her name was Demi Ashton.
Whoa.
Yes. And there was a big rumor that she had hooked up with Ethan Hawke when he was her student or something.
He's hot, so there you go.
Yeah, right? Come on.
Yeah.
Great Expectations, Ethan.
Yeah.
Reality Bites, yes.
Good on you, Demi Ashton.
I know, Demi Ashton.
Demi Ashton, yeah. Whatever. No, I want to read her book. I want to read this. I want to read Kim's book.
Yeah, no. The Jessica Simpson book surprised me because I forget what friend of mine years ago was like, oh yeah, she's been known to have like a drinking problem.
I said this on the last podcast. Yeah. I said I knew she was an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, I think this was like 10 years ago, right after she did the movie with Dane Cook, Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
It was when I was cocktail serving at the Laugh Factory, and I remember being really upset because I waited on her and she didn't tip.
Because she was blacked out.
Because she was probably blacked out. And also, like, I've realized now that, like, celebrities, like, things are just taken care of for them.
And they also assume an assistant tipped or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I was at Hot Pilates yesterday, and I won't say the comic's name, but there was, like, a very famous female comedian that walked in front of me, and she was checking in, and the, like, host person was like, oh, we got you. Like,
Fortune famous, I can picture her at Hot Pilates. Right.
So. Yeah. And then I thought it was awkward because the teacher was like, where's this person? And like announced them to the class and was like, everyone welcome them. And I was like, That's weird. Don't do that. Yeah. Anyway. I digress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I want to read the books. I want to read Kim's book.
Yeah.
Did you watch Miss Americana?
Miss Americana. I watched half of it. I fell asleep.
I kind of fell asleep.
I missed
10 minutes.
Yeah. And I mean, I keep hearing so many recaps of it and so many people talking about it and everyone, people are praising it and loving it, but they're saying there's nothing that really surprised them about it.
No, I think I'm surprised at people's reactions of like, oh my God, like I wasn't a Taylor Sim before, but now I am and this, that, and the other, as if it was so like revelatory, but it.
I thought it was interesting. Sorry. Did you hear what happened with Nikki Glaser?
Yes. And yeah. She apologized and all that.
And she apologized. But the thing that I thought was interesting is that Taylor didn't tell her fans to like back off.
She never, that's the thing. She loves playing the victim, but like her fans are actually vicious.
They've attacked me before.
They've attacked me on Twitter too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's scary. I literally was like, do I need security?
No, I remember too, is actually what had happened is I for like the first half that I had my Instagram account, I never posted anything about her and I posted one and like I got attacked and I was like, forget this. And now I just like, I only just post music and I'm like, that's it. I'm never giving an opinion.
I'm not stepping in that pond. No. Yeah. But that was the only thing that I thought because like Nikki is such a huge fan, like stands Taylor Swift. She's Swiftie. And she was really upset about that.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm just like joking. And
yeah. And that was from years ago.
But what's crazy is that I remember during that time thinking like Taylor's really skinny. No, I wouldn't even say I really thought about that. It was just, I noticed that she was a thin girl. What I did notice was when she came out with the Reputation tour, I said, wow, she got thicker.
Yeah.
And like nobody else had really addressed it. I guess it was just something that like I saw in my mind. I was like, oh, and I thought it looked good because I remember a lot of times before people were like, oh, she has no ass, this, that, and the other. And I was like, oh, she's coming out here. She's like, She looks good.
Junk in the trunk. The thing, I never thought that there was like an eating disorder or an issue. Me neither. I feel like every single pop star, hot girl, celebrity, that within like the third or fourth year of stardom, they just, it's like they're shrink wrapped.
Right.
All of a sudden, like they just become tinier. So I was like, oh, she's at that stage in her career. And then she proved all the things she wanted to prove. And then she put some weight on because she's happy again.
Yeah, I think the same thing. And she had gone and started dating that guy. And I was like, okay. But like, I was surprised to hear that it was an eating disorder. And I guess it's like now she has a little bit of that edge and it takes me away from that cookie cutterness that people always almost like bash her for.
Yeah.
I don't want an eating disorder to be what gives her edge.
So like, makes her edgy.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wish she could just like snort some coke. Like, can you just do some drugs, Taylor? Like,
Taylor,
come on. Cause she even said it. She's like, I've always been a good girl. She kept saying it. I was like, oh, we just said we're not going to bash her, but I'll say this. Like, I'm a big fan of her music.
Yeah.
She bothers me. She's just this like,
I feel like I'm excited to see what's coming next. Like, where she's going to go after this Miss Americana thing is, I think she's doing a festival, like a love festival.
Lover Fest.
Yeah. And so I want to see if she gets a little scrappier, if she gets a little dirtier with this. I want to see that, Taylor.
Well, and then like, just even what she was saying as far as always having to top herself and change it up. And it's like, we've seen now she has been very multifaceted and we've seen kind of like every area that she could cover. I mean, short of her becoming like a fucking K-pop star. So it's like, where do we go? We've seen like angry, vengeful Taylor. We've seen like lover Taylor. We've seen like the 1989 whimsy
just
Taylor,
like, kind of
country
like
Taylor, everything.
Los Feliz Taylor. Hipster Taylor.
Yeah. I
don't want to see like superhero Taylor. I'm not really here for that. Like, I don't need that. I think... her music is catchy, and that's the thing. Like, I teach dance classes, and I play her shit all the time because it's catchy. And so just keep making music that we want to sing along
to. That's what I mean. No pressure. And then, like, even there was a – I don't know if you saw this part because, again, you fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I had a bottle of wine.
And so she was, like – got the news about not getting a Grammy, and this was, like, I guess 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, so bent out of shape. And I'm, like, lighten – I'm, like, buck up. Taylor.
Yeah, but it's interesting because
you put a lot of that work in. And
you do put the work in. It's expected. But also, like, even when J-Lo wasn't nominated for the Oscar, not necessarily that I thought, like, her performance was so epic that she should have been nominated, but there was so much hype behind her.
Right.
And I feel like with Taylor, it's the same thing. There's always so much hype, and it's just an expectation.
Yeah. All right, you changed my mind. Especially
if she's a people pleaser, it's not just her being like, what the fuck? It's like letting down just an
almost
entire
fans
tribe.
Be like, and they're like, wait, but she should have won the Grammy. Because that's true, too, is that fans are like, she should have won the Grammy.
Yeah, but the thing is, not to quote icon Britney Spears, but like during her For the Record thing, she does make really good points about sometimes I'm in the spotlight. Sometimes you step away. Sometimes like you're at award shows and you're making videos and you're touring and sometimes you're not. And that's how I feel like we need every pop star to be.
Yeah,
you need Taylor to do that. Fade in and out. You can't win Grammys at every show. Even Billie Eilish at the Grammys was like, oh, please don't let me win this.
Right.
Like, it was like the third one. And like, you could literally see her mouthing like, oh, God, no.
This is done. But that's why I'm glad even like Ariana had started to like kind of step away right now. Because she was getting so saturated. And it's like, you got to go away for a bit.
I missed her. Did you like that? You probably have already talked about this. But I really liked her Seven Things performance.
Oh, I think I heard that dress. The dress on the corporate card was disgusting.
No. Her outfit choices I'm not a fan of. But
she's no style icon.
Really sweet. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So here's the thing. As far as the performance, I had seen her concert actually at the Staples Center because Katie had invited me and whatever. Oh. I don't love her as a performer, so I don't. No.
She underwhelms me, but the Seven Things, they did a lot of Fosse choreography and that excited me.
Okay. She's not a dancer.
She's not a dancer.
Uh-huh.
To quote the great Brian Friedman, when he saw me perform at the Funny Dance Show, he looked at me and said, you're a dancer.
Oh, I think he was going to say, she's not a dancer. I was like, no. I'm like, well, then maybe you shouldn't go tomorrow.
You shouldn't go to that dance audition.
All right, but so dancing-wise, this was a good transition.
Wow. Ooh,
okay.
I feel it.
So the Super Bowl. I'm going to start out by saying this.
Yes.
And I should ask my guests, you know, opinions first, but like, I'm rearing to get this out.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. The Shakira choreography wasn't great. But what Shakira has is this like full of life, I'm so happy to be there energy. So you're getting something different. You're getting that aspect from her. Whereas J-Lo choreo on point, like very well rehearsed, tight and right, this, that, and the other. Like, I'm going to top myself and I'm going to, you know, go above and beyond. But, and this is how I've always felt about J-Lo. There's a lack of artistry with her. She's so, I want to say technical and analytical and just so like business about it. It's kind of, I was telling somebody the other day, like her and Kim K, and there's an example of somebody else too, I think it's Tyra Banks, where like they just are women that don't drink. And like, I'm sober, but it's different. We're sober because we went through a mess and, you know, crazy times and whatever, meaning we've lived and things like that. And it's almost like she hasn't lived enough. And there's just this, I don't know. To me, that's, I guess, indicative of like the type of artist she is. I don't want to say just because she doesn't drink, but I'm just saying another example of like how her and Kim K and things like that are just like business people. And to me, she's like, this is business and I'm going to go on stage and like kill it. Like, does that make sense?
I think the term you're looking for her whole performance is one trick pony-ish.
Yes. Okay. You did say this. Yes. Yes.
Where, and I, before I say this, I have to say, I love that you said rearing towards something in the beginning, because the best part about both of these performances were their fucking beautiful rear ends.
Incredible. Their bodies.
I mean, oh my God. And I love that they just gave us a little taste. There was like one part where like they turned, did like a little booty and we were like, ah! And then like they held off and then it was just like explosion at the end. I think the thing with Shakira, I felt the same way about the choreography, where I'm watching it and I'm like, yes, she's a phenomenal dancer. Yes, the abs. My favorite dancing she did was when she was rolling around on the floor with, is it Big Daddy, Baby Daddy?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever that guy's name is, which is funny that they did. I like it because isn't that
Cardi B's song?
So
we were waiting for Cardi B to come out.
So I was waiting for Cardi. And
me
Cardi's
too.
Close with J-Lo. I was like, Cardi was in Miami. Like, oh. She performed the day before on the Fast and the Furious show.
Oh,
with
I want to touch
Luda,
on that too. Yeah.
National Treasure. Oh, God. So, yeah. So that was my favorite part, just watching Shakira roll around on the ground and then play with the rope at her hips.
She was having fun.
She was having fun. Yeah. And I know that's a specific kind of choreography that works for people. Certain people love it and certain people love dancing like that. I don't love that. That's not my jam. Like the choreo, my favorite choreo that J-Lo did was when they were doing, she had like a cane and she was still in the leather chap.
It's
tight and just like sexy and just sharp. And I love.
I'm the same way. That's why we like early Britney. It's tight, sharp.
This was video. I wish you could see what Jeff and
I know.
Because
we're moving our shoulders
and
it looks insane.
Yeah. So that I loved. I also thought J-Lo's hair was like a third performer in the show.
So how many rows of extensions does she have?
Oh my God. And I'm here
tracks
for it.
Tracks on tracks.
She is a Leo and that was a lion's mane. It's incredible.
Whereas Shakira's hair looked like shit.
Yeah. But she looked like she just got fucked.
She did.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. She looked
vibe.
Like she was just like happy, fresh, fun.
She
like she's just
great,
like
great, glowing. She's like, I'm global.
Or whatever she did. Yeah, I'm global. She is. She's a global bitch.
She really is. Is and like
so
you can't take that. And her abs looked amazing. Everything looked amazing on her. She looked so tiny and cute and just healthy and like just so happy to be there.
Yeah. Whereas J-Lo's like, I'm performing. She's like, what? You could see her doing a four count in her head. You know what I mean? And you're like,
You could see the work. I do have to say,
Her
pole work. I love that we're praising that. I feel like we have come very far as a species that like it's acceptable to work a fucking pole.
And we're like, that's incredible.
Like
you're killing it. No. I was like, guys, shut the fuck up, because people were trying to talk. I was like, shut the fuck up.
It was funny, though, and I live for a good slide across the stage on your knees. I'm not going to lie. When I was like, J-Lo's doing a lot of, like, crotch work. Like, there was a few crotch grabs where I was like, wow.
Well, that's when my sister was like, there was like too much vagina. And I was like, I thought the vaginas were a nice touch.
I am so envious of anyone that could wear a thong in the front.
Yeah. Like, and just be confident and like, let's go for it.
Yeah. So like, I was like, yes, damn. But I did acknowledge the fact. I was like, it's a lot of crotch in the face.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate it. I was definitely here for it. I did think it was very funny. I'm not going to lie. I love that J-Lo's daughter came out. I love that everyone that was at the party didn't know that was J-Lo's daughter.
Same. They're like, who's this little girl? I was like, that's
Emmy.
I was like, Emmy, 11 years old, born on you.
Exactly. But I did think it was really funny. I felt like J-Lo didn't acknowledge her.
Me too. I thought she was gonna be like, oh, like my baby girl. Yeah. But like, it's like, listen, we're performing. This is a job. It's a business. Yep. Like, she's like, you better hit your fucking count. Hit your mark.
Yep. That's why Emmy just like was, she was an angel that didn't move.
But she was like, she's incredibly talented.
She was so poised.
Yeah.
And like, she was on key. She sounded, I think she was the only one that was actually singing on that stage.
No, she blew it. Yeah.
She was amazing. And I loved it.
But I'm glad you brought that up too, because even my sister said this, like, oh, like they need to go back to when it was about the music and stuff like that. And
that's not what it was.
This has never,
is.
Ever been about that. It's about performing. And of course, all these fucking other straight bro guys too in the audience.
We
like, saw
Maroon 5 last year.
Right.
We don't
like,
want that.
They're the same. They were saying the same thing. They're like, they're not singing. It's like, that's not what we're fucking asking for. I want a show, a spectacle, a performance. And that's exactly what they delivered. They delivered what they're supposed to.
They did. I want vibes. I want chills. I want the tingles.
I'm still sweating from it.
Oh my God. I watched it again when I got home. Like, I've been listening to J-Lo all week now. All week. It's Tuesday.
Yeah. I was like, no, you haven't. It's been 2 days.
It's been 2 days. Calm down. But yeah, I think they gave us what we needed. I don't think we realized we needed that as a country.
Same thing.
You know? And like, it made me mad that people were being like, they're not even Latina. Fuck off.
Let's not even go down that road.
I don't want to hear that. Stop.
But I said the same thing. I was like, I never realized that what I needed tonight was like J-Lo's daughter coming out and singing while Shakira was on the drums. Like, I didn't know that that's something that I needed, but I needed it.
I needed it. And yeah. I also thought J Balvin, them doing...
Was that who that was?
That was who that was. That song that I wish that's we were like, there, because I feel like that song, when it hits, when you're like in a club.
Oh, yeah.
Like it... Dun, 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 mm-hmm. dun. That was terrible. But yeah, I thought that was cool. I really wanted a Ja Rule moment. I wanted I'm Real. That was the only thing I didn't get.
I'm not kidding you. When that song started, so I was like, Jarl's coming out, Jarl's coming out. And I started screaming and everywhere. Again, I'm this kid who's not paying attention to the entire game. And then I come out and I'm like, where's Ja Rule? And everyone's like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, you shut the fuck up.
Ja Rule like made her in the beginning.
Her.
That was the first time we all paid attention to J-Lo's music career.
Oh, that right? deep.
Not if you have my love. No, I'm Real. That's the juicy tracksuit.
This is the day of like Ja Rule Ashanti, Ja Rule J-Lo.
Yes,
like,
no, that put her on the fucking music map.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Jenny
great.
From the Block. That's when she was like hood. And,
yeah, that brought her to Jenny from the Block. She couldn't have done Jenny from the Block without Ja Rule's I'm Real.
Yep.
Jenny from the Block came next.
Praise Ja Rule.
Oh, we love you.
We love you, Ja Rule.
Still waiting for our Fyre Festival.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was like, we're going to, listen, I'll forgive him for that. He gave us a lot. I'll forgive him for that.
Yeah, that was great. No, yeah, it was a fun show. And I loved, my favorite commercial was the Post Malone commercial for Bud Light.
I think I was not paying attention.
Oh, God,
I was playing
you
with Penny
it.
The whole time. So
yeah,
I was like,
fine, you get a hall pass.
Yeah,
fine.
I was playing with a cute little munchkin.
I know. Did she watch the dance?
She was. And then she was like playing with coasters and she threw a glass coaster and cracked. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
I was like, she's livid.
Because that's the thing. I do understand, because as a little kid, I grew up watching Super Bowl halftime shows. And I understand people being like, this isn't for kids. But like, I feel like we've all evolved in 2020. Your kids are watching worse shit on the internet.
Well, and it's like, it goes back to, we all freaked out over the Justin Timberlake
nipple grab
thing. And it's like, well, A, we were just in a different time in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, even then, like, I don't think we should have freaked out about it. Like, it's an adult show. Kids are watching it. But like, it's almost like sometimes, you know, your parents are watching something, you peek in and like, you're like, this is an adult show, but like, if you look, it's okay. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No,
you
are making sense. Yeah. And I thought it was fine. Her daughter was on stage with her, for God's sakes. Like, there was a million kids there. Like, it was fine. I thought they did a great job.
Killed it. Yeah. I could keep going on.
Who
we're
do
gonna...
you want next year? Sorry.
No. I've been wanting this for years, but she won't do it because she's taking a stand as Queen Riri.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who do you want?
I want like Jay-Z, Nas, like,
oh my
Rihanna,
God.
Like Eminem, all of them. Like, I want like next year, I want like basically every Coachella I went to, because I went to the Jay-Z headline year, the Eminem year, the Kanye year, the Tupac hologram
That's
year,
all I want.
And the Rihanna
yeah.
year. I want all the Coachellas I went to on stage.
That's...
I'm not bragging,
everything.
Guys. I haven't been back and people guested those tickets for me. I could not afford
it. I
that
actually,
shit.
The thing is, like, I remember for a while, I was like, oh, I always want to go. I would always want to go. And then last year I was actually invited, and this is not bragging, but I was invited to like stay at a house and do all this for free because I was friends, somebody that put on the event. And I was like, maybe it's because I'm sober. I was like, I can't think of anything worse than being in this fucking hot desert and crowds like that. I was like, I don't want this.
No, it's not. It's even not the year, and I'm a massive Lady Gaga fan.
I was like, I'm a massive alcoholic and I'm not sober.
massive.
You're like, and even for me, it was a lot. No.
And even then, I had like outgrown Coachella. Yeah. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, it was a lot. But yeah, no, that's what I want next year. Maybe I want them to do, I want Lady Gaga again. Let's get her
I'll
back.
I'll take her again, too.
I'll take her, or maybe like, even like a Divas reunion. Like, let's do like Gaga, Mariah Carey, Demi Lovato, J-Lo, Shakira, yeah. Like Beyonce. Just throw them all up there.
Or like, and I think Lana used to headline it, but like, right? She's headlined it before or no?
Lana Del Rey?
What other fucking Lana's
there? I don't know. I don't, yeah. I don't want to see that Lana at the fan. Super Bowl though. Come
No, not the Super Bowl. I'm talking about Coachella.
Oh, okay. I was like, you want Lana Del Rey?
Oh my God, no.
That's the opposite of every point you just made.
You're like, what? That's why I gave you a look because I'm like, I love her. No. I think we're talking. We were talking about Coachella and Super Bowl.
I know,
very different.
Blurred lines.
No, my ideal Coachella lineup is Bravo Celebrities, which let's touch on Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Let's okay. touch it.
Okay. So.
Because I was a friend of on a Bravo show for a few episodes. So.
Which one?
Bravo adjacent. Vanderpump. I was in Kristen Doty's comedy troupe, so they filmed us.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah.
They we were like Jax's dick pic scandal.
I remember
the
that's what yes. it was. Yes.
Yes, but I really do stand up, and you know, it was really fun. We sold out the Improv and filmed that show, and it went great. And the season before, we sold out the Parlor and performed there, and I hosted that.
I
whole
remember
thing.
You still lost yeah. off the Parlor. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So it was really fun. So I'm Bravo adjacent. I guess.
Yeah, no, I remember. And do they ever still do stand up? Meaning?
No, Kristen's touring right now with a friend of mine, Rachel O'Brien,
oh, right.
where Rachel's yeah. doing live podcasts with Kristen on tour, and Rachel does stand up, but Kristen's not doing stand up on that. And then Rachel just had Dana on her podcast, but I've never seen Dana perform live.
I was just discussing Rachel on her podcast with somebody. Oh, Annabelle, we were going over it.
Yeah. No, I watched The Bachelor with Rachel last night.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a big detective. She noticed a weird hand on someone's back at one point. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
anyway,
so, like I said, there's no new episode right now because we're recording this beforehand. But where are you at with Pump Rules right now? I think I voiced it that like I'm not loving it where it's at, but you?
It's funny because I stepped away from it for a little bit because it was like too inside baseball, and I was just kind of like, this feels weird to even be watching these people that like I used to hang out with.
Well, that's why I don't know if you know this, but like I never even in the beginning seasons watched it because Jeremy was my best friend.
Yeah.
He used to, and like so I
it was just
before
weird.
Before the show started is I knew all of them.
Yeah.
And I used to hang out at Sir before they filmed, like in that disgusting alley, and like I used to do coke in that bathroom.
Who didn't
Were
you allowed in West Hollywood if you didn't do coke first,
right?
In the Sir bathroom?
I don't know, we're still pretending that people don't do coke there. But I so same thing where I couldn't really, but so you stepped away, and then did you join back now?
And then I finally joined back because I was just kind of like I had fun with like all the memes that people are making,
right.
And I was like, I just want to see what these people are up to. I do think it's a different show now, and they're trying to merge two different like yep. levels in life, and I at first, the first episode didn't bother me, but now, like,
bother me.
Well, it's to me, it is very scripted, and it is well, not scripted. I feel like because I do know, like that's
it's just heavily produced
now.
And I always go
now.
Back to that. There's some reality shows. I hate when people say scripted reality shows. It's scripted. It's like you are never once given
produced.
A script.
No.
It there's a level of production, and it's either a lot or not a lot.
Yes.
And that's what you're seeing. Like where you go to the Hills, very produced versus, and I've said this, like it's now turning into the Hills, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
And Vanderpump Rules used to be so loosely produced
and
because
messy.
They were just messy and
so
the things were
messy.
Happening. And it
yeah.
was natural and organic.
And now, and I think this is where like the Hills found it hard. And I feel like when the older cast members start, or the OGs, they start to get too famous, they have too much money. And that this is when it's like, what do we do with this? And I feel like they got to figure it out really quick.
Well, I said that too. I said it feels like the transition with the Hills when Kristen Cavallari came in. It feels like that. But then also speaking of getting too famous, like it's weird. It's kind of like you have to break that fourth wall, which is what the Kardashians ended up doing. Because
yeah.
they're kind of like, we're not going to play this like sitcom-y family stuff anymore.
We can't.
We need to break that wall.
We're moguls.
Yeah, and say like, hey, like now we're acknowledging that like we've made ourselves rich.
Well,
from
like
this.
Even like the Sandoval Stassi fight, like, and all the stuff that like she's kind of like she, it's like she's like I'm on fucking tour, like,
right?
Shut up.
Like nobody cares.
Like no one cares. And so I and think like, I hope they show a lot more of that.
I think what's a step in that direction was them showing their new houses and things like that so that we're not pretending they're poor anymore. But even so, we're still trying to pretend like they got these houses because they've been working many shifts at Sir. And I'm like, no, they're not. Like, do you know what I mean? And
it's
I'm like,
not the case.
It's not the case.
Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
All that Sir money went to blow.
Yeah. I mean, the new cast members, I hear that Dana's actually really nice and everyone really likes her.
The same, but I don't want her
on
the show.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. The Max guy, all those goddamn tweets that him and that Brett kid did, I'm kind of like
not
over
touching
it.
That.
I'm
yeah,
done.
I'm, yeah,
like,
not
I don't care. Like, I just, I think they should just, oh, God. I don't know. I hope it gets better. Well, I did enjoy the Miami Bachelorette party.
I did have fun.
I
had
thought it
fun
was
there.
Fun. I like I it fun. When they're all out and partying.
And it felt
That's
like the old Vanderpump Rules because it's like they're all and they're all. Sheena's like being cheap. She's like, oh, I'm sharing a room because I'm being cheap. And like, oh, I'm like Sheena. But I think Sheena's the most iconic, or not? Sorry, not. I don't know what I was saying. I think Sheena is an iconic reality TV character.
We need a Sheena. In
we need
every,
a Sheena
every
Sheena.
Season. Just like we kind of needed a Gina to hate on last year in the OC. Like, they
Long
can't all
Island.
Be pretty.
No, and there has to be one that's, like, annoying the fuck out of you.
That just does a lot of hair extension work.
I thought you were going to say a lot of heroin, and I was like, whoa.
Whoa. I was like, Jacqueline.
I'm like, I should have been on that.
That's just messy, and they have annoying voices, and they sound. Yeah, no, and I normally Sheena, I'm just like, ugh, but now I'm really into it. And she's also a sweetheart.
I see him in person. She's such a sweetheart.
She's so nice. She's never been rude or mean to me.
No, you know what Sheena's guilty of? This is her biggest fault, is she's annoying. And that's why they're mean to her. And like, we've almost painted her as a villain simply because they don't like her, and they don't like her simply because she's annoying.
Just
because
she's like that friend that you're like, I don't know, there's just something about her.
And like, listen, she annoys me too, but I've come to appreciate her as a character.
I've come full circle with her.
Yep.
I'm here for it.
Sheena Marina Del Rey Shea, Madison Marie Parks Folletta.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it so much. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's where you're at with that.
Yeah.
Ooh, Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh God, yes. I think Frankie's really hot.
I don't know, but I don't find Jersey
guys
attractive.
See, I do. Because I grew up in Princeton, so we didn't have guys like that.
But we didn't either in Hillsborough. Well,
really?
A little. We did like we
more.
Veered. You're like, listen, Hillsborough's trashier than Princeton. Which is true. It is. We're like half trash, half not.
Melissa Gorga, I thought was I'm liking her this season.
No.
She's really polished, and like I feel like she's gotten a lot of work, and it's I love the meme where it was like J-Lo degraded the Super Bowl and it was a picture of Melissa.
I'm not a Melissa Gorga.
You're not? Why not?
Because she, to me, I've said this before, like verbatim, she's aggressively basic. And it's this like, everything she does is she's so cognizant of like, how other people are going to perceive it. Like, I'm going to come off tough because people, like, I'm going to say this because it's going to make other people think I'm tough. And I don't know. It's just.
I could say that.
Yeah.
Calculated.
But like, I don't want to say calculated.
No,
it's just like,
because I don't think
she's
too mean.
Conscious.
Yeah,
yeah.
She always knows people are watching. I feel like I'm going back on what I was saying. But I
good.
I
want to change
you.
Your opinion on this.
Well,
bitch.
No. I know. But I agree with you where a lot of it, she doesn't react immediately. It's like she takes a second and like analyzes the situation or like. She's just a little more aware. She's not as
it's
messy
too
as the
aware.
Other ones.
I'm just not.
I think she looks great, though.
She does look.
She looks
I'll
amazing.
Never dispute that.
Right?
She looks incredible.
Looks amazing. I thought the whole "Are we gonna have a new baby?" storyline was kind of like,
up.
Okay, let's not try to get a
story. That was me.
I
shouldn't have said that, but that's not. Yeah.
Like, stop. Your kids are even like, stop.
Her daughter Antonia is like, Mom, are you fucking kidding me?
And I love the. Oh my God, the Jiduche girls.
Love, they've grown into like such young, lovely ladies.
How are they so amazing?
So put together.
I'm so obsessed. Adriana and her dance competitions, I live for.
But weren't you expecting them to be monsters?
Monsters.
Yeah.
Monsters.
Gia. I have chills. Gia has grown into be.
Oh, I want to hang out with Gia.
I want to.
She's the mom of the house.
Like, I want her to win Valedictorian.
She's
like,
so mature.
She's incredible.
They're all beautiful. Like,
even
I love
Monster
them.
Melania.
Melania.
2 seasons ago, Melania was a monster. Now she's like. hanging with Tay-Tay and Stephanie and
just spewing out records. She's, oh,
yeah,
God.
Can we expect a full album soon?
Full album, please. When is it dropping? Yeah. No, I love them. And then the other one, I hate that I don't know her name, the blonde one.
Oh, my God, the one who definitely has a different father.
Yeah, the one where you're like, what's her name? Man.
What's her name? Gabriella.
Okay.
Gabriella, love you, baby girl.
Love you, baby girl. Yeah, oh, no. I'm here for the GDJ girls. Like, they're the stars of this season for me.
To me, the star of the season is Ms. Jennifer Aiden.
Oh.
I love her. And
oh, because she's a comedian?
Okay. I will say.
That was so annoying.
That was annoying, but I appreciate what she's bringing in. Like, you have to be honest, her impressions, she's an impressionist.
No!
Fuck no! I was going to say, fuck you. That was mean. You don't think she did a good job?
She did an okay job.
For somebody that's like not an impressionist, do you know what I mean? Or not an actor?
Okay. She tried.
For somebody who's like not actually on stage,
yeah,
she's okay.
She is someone we need on the show too. 100%. I mean, we wouldn't have had any of drama in the Hamptons if it wasn't for her.
No, that's what I mean. She's an all-star housewife.
I really wish Stormy's World had happened while they were filming this, so she could be like, Exhibit A. This is how you throw a fucking party.
Oh my God. I saw Stormy's World too.
That scared me. All those balloons of Stormy's heads were a little frightening.
I was thinking the same thing.
Not that, I mean, Stormy's an adorable child, but those balloons really scared me. No, that would give me a nightmare.
I felt the same way.
I don't need that. No.
I was like, can we just take Stormy snowboarding again?
That was, I could watch her going down that hill all day.
I watched it one time all day. I remember the day it came out, I was driving watching that video. And I was like, why am I watching the video?
You sometimes have to like check yourself and be like, put the fucking phone down.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. Also, I could watch all the Kardashian kids all day.
Rain is so cute.
Oh my God, Rain. He's hot. How is he a hot 2-year-old?
No.
He's hot.
I'm going to step away from that. I think he's like 4 or 5 now.
Yeah, he is. You're right. He's okay. Older. His appearance on Ellen where he wouldn't just shut the fuck up was amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah,
and then
he's
like
a star.
Yeah, and then
star.
We have like Saint who's like giving the, was it, no, Rain was the one that gave
Rain.
The finger.
Yeah, just giving the finger to the camera.
But Saint's
an,
so cute.
An
angel.
Oh my God, that smile. And that, oh God,
I used
shy.
To be a big fan of Penelope. Penelope's like now older, but like when she was a baby,
she's
that's
gonna
actually.
She's going to blossom soon.
Do you I know that's, all right, do you know that I named Penelope?
Off of Penelope Disick?
Yeah.
Do they
know
that?
They know that, yeah. Like,
I mean, her Cardi B necklace.
Oh,
can you
incredible.
Please get that for your niece,
oh my
Penelope?
God.
She needs a Cardi B.
I need to, yeah. No, it was totally my inspiration. And I said it. I was like, guys, like the Penelope, and she's so cute. I look at those cute baby pictures.
Yeah.
And I never thought they would like go for
your
it.
Your
like,
Penelope is more of a Penelope than the Disick
agree.
Penelope.
She is.
She
such
looks
a,
like a Penelope.
And she's a Penny.
Yeah, she's a Penny.
I said,
Cardi P is not a Penny.
No, I had even said, I was like, oh, I want her to be named Penelope so I can call her P. And I did it first, but I was like, she's such a Penny. She's such a Penelope.
Yeah.
So now we're like, this podcast is now about
now
my,
we're done.
My niece.
And then, wait, I need your opinion on Luna and Miles because they were at Stormy World too.
Okay. Luna is OG. I remember when she first had her, I was like, oh my God. And do you remember she had the, like rash or something? It was like a day, 2 years ago.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I just love Chrissy Teigen. So I just love
anything.
So anything, they could even be like monster ugly children, which they're absolutely not. They're incredible. They're but I would still love them because they're from her and she's sweet. And like, I feel like they're just such a great.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't wait to see just everything. Like, I don't think I need to have kids anymore. I'm just going to like.
I'm good. We've got Chrissy Teigen, and you're like, Kim's a family of four. I've got so many kids already.
So many nieces and nephews on the internet.
I feel the same way. I'm feeling a bit crowded.
I know.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah, I think in the kid realm, we're crowded.
Yeah. So I'm happy about it. No, I love it. And I love how she like shades Miles, like, because Miles just wants like Luna's attention.
I know. And Luna's like, no.
That's how I was with my brother. But Miles will get her back when they get older. Like, my brother's so much cooler than I am now.
There's that monkey. Oh my God. Hi, monkey. All right, this is a good place to wrap it up. We just, an adorable child just walked in the door.
We're
so
not going to be able to pay attention to you guys anymore.
I can't focus. I'm like, please, I'm done. Really quickly, beautiful. Jacqueline.
Yes.
I can't with her right now.
Oh, my God.
All right, take her. Okay. Yeah, we're still rolling. I can't handle.
Guys, I have to let you know, she lights up at the sight of Jeff.
Thank
lights
you.
Up.
Yes, my monkey.
Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my gosh.
I can't handle her.
You have to see this.
I know.
And look at her hat. She's so cool.
I know.
Wow. look.
Say hi, Penny.
Hi. She's like, not.
You're like, Jackie, you shouldn't have children.
Yeah. Again, she has enough. She's got 17 nieces and nephews. But to wrap
She's
it,
not no,
because since we can't, I can't, since we cannot focus any longer,
oh my God,
we're going to wrap it up. I want you to tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to make me do like a weird.
Like, thing. I want you to get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm like, yeah, to LAX. You can find my podcast, What's Your Jersey, on iTunes and Audio Boom Network. And then you can find all my comedy show dates on my Instagram social media, which is at Jacqueline Marfugi. That's JacqueLynMarfuggi. And I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Only two things.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's funny. That's funny.
Me. I mean, funny. Do you want me to go through each state? So Thursday night, I'm hosting free parking at the garage in Culver City. Friday night, I'm hosting at the Ha Comedy Club. I might actually be doing shows with Joe Gorga, which is interesting, but I don't want to drop that until it's official.
Oh, I love that you just said the Ha Ha Cafe or Comedy Club. Yeah. There was a story about that here last week with Annabelle.
Oh, no.
And there was a story about me. It wasn't great. I was texting. I was like rage texting from the bathroom that I hated her friend, and I was like, I hate that girl in all caps, and it was not
Who
great.
Was it?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
Oh, kind of try to remember. I want the tea.
It was It was okay. Not great.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
Thank you for coming. I had fun. I hope you did too.
I had so much fun. You got me to stop crying.
Yeah. Okay. You're. I will say that, guys. She came in a wreck.
I came in hot. Hot mess.
And now she hasn't stopped smiling.
I know.
And now there's a baby with us. So
a
toddler. Can't call her a baby. Oh. All right. Well, thank you so much. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, Timmy, my engineer. And
Timmy D.
Thank you to myself for showing up.
You showed up.
Congratulations. All right, guys. I will see you next week. It's so much better.
A Diamond Heart production.